Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Canto sexto capítulo primero, la historia de Ajamil verso 40, la segunda parte de la clase de Prabhupada de 1976 en Los Ángeles. Yamaruta uchu, Veda pranihito dharmo, ihadharmastat viparyayaha, Vedo Narayana Saksha, Svayamburiti Shushruma, Yamaduta Uchu, Veda Pranihito Dharmo, Yadharmastat Viparyaya, Vedo Narayana Saksha, Svayamburiti Shushruma, Yamaduta Uchu, Veda Pranihito Dharmo, Yadharmastat Viparyaya, Vedo Narayana Saksha, Svayambhuriti Shushruma. Los Yamadutas contestaron: lo que se prescribe en los Vedas constituye el Dharma, los principios religiosos, y lo contrario es irreligión. Los Vedas son directamente la suprema personalidad de Dios, Narayana, y nacen por sí solos. Así lo hemos escuchado de labios de Yamaraj.
Vedas is coming directly from Narayana, and Narayana is not what was existing before the trees.
Los Vedas vienen directamente de Narayana, y Narayana significa Dios. Dios existe antes de la creación.
Because God created, therefore God existed before the trees. So whatever we get out of this created world, that is not Veda.
Como Dios es el creador, Él existe antes de la creación. Y todo lo que viene de la creación, del mundo creado, no es Veda.
He is some person, the philosopher of this material world. He thinks, he says, I need, and he writes something, that is not Veda. That is not Veda.
Si a una persona, un gran filósofo de este mundo material, él piensa y él dice, yo creo, y él escribe algo, eso es inútil. No es Veda.
Because he is creating me. And as created me, he has got whole defects.
Él es un ser creado, y como ser creado, él tiene cuatro defectos.
The most important defect is that his senses are imperfect.
El defecto más importante es que sus sentidos son imperfectos.
Therefore, by sense perception, by so-called mental speculation, whatever it is, that is defect.
Por lo tanto, lo que viene de la percepción de los sentidos, mediante la llamada especulación mental, todo lo que él crea, eso tiene defectos, es defecto.
That is not perfect knowledge.
No es conocimiento perfecto.
Perfect knowledge is the Veda, because Veda existed before the creation.
El conocimiento perfecto existe, es el Veda, porque los Vedas existieron antes de la creación.
And what am I there? deities, within the creation, they are imperfect.
Y todo lo que existe dentro de la creación es imperfecto.
Prabhupada clearly said, the Veda Narayana Shastra, as Narayana is beyond his creative manifestation, cosmic manifestation, clearly Veda is also understood.
Por lo tanto, se dice aquí claramente Veda Narayana Shastra, tal como Narayana está más allá de la manifestación cósmica creada. De modo similar, los Vedas también son así.
Okay. It is written by, it is called therefore Apurusha. Apurusha means it is not written by any mundane teacher.
No hay que pensar que está escrito por una persona mundana. Por eso se llama Apurusha. Apurusha significa no escrito por un ser mundano.
Brahma is the supreme teacher who is known. It is said, he is not created.
Brahma, él es la criatura suprema dentro de este mundo. No. Se dice que él no está creado.
He named Brahma Vidaya, Vida Adhika. He was distracted, the basic lesson, by Narayana, also.
Él recibió las lecciones védicas, fue instruido por Narayana, Krishna. Él no se lo inventó.
So Vila is coming from directly Narayana, not that Brahma has created.
So Vila significa que viene directamente de Narayana, no es que Brahma los ha creado.
Brahma has Vedas in his hand, but he has received the form, Narayana.
Brahma tiene los Vedas en su mano, pero él los ha recibido de Narayana.
That is the information we get.
Esa es la información que tenemos.
And the Brahma has instructed his son.
Y luego Brahma instruyó a sus hijos,
and then they got the knowledge,
y así ellos recibieron el conocimiento.
The sons instructed to the grandsons in this way, they did know it itself.
Y los hijos instruyeron a los nietos, y de esa manera el conocimiento védico viene.
That was called parampara, disciplic succession.
Y por lo tanto se lo llama parampara, sucesión discipular.
We don't manufacture.
No nos inventamos algo.
We can receive the knowledge, the perfect knowledge, by disciplic succession, beginning from Narayana.
Recibimos el conocimiento perfecto, a través de la sucesión discipular, que comienza con Narayana.
So, whatever knowledge we are getting from the Shastra, and just the consciousness movement. It is not manifested by man. It is not man-made knowledge.
Entonces, cualquier conocimiento que recibimos de los shastras en el momento para la conciencia de Krishna no es algo inventado por el hombre. No es conocimiento hecho por el hombre.
The knowledge was received by through knowledge was imparted, instructed by Narayana or Krishna. Brahma received it, and from Brahma, Narayana received it.
El conocimiento fue recibido, impartido, instruido por Narayana, Krishna. Así lo recibió Brahma, y de Brahma lo recibió Narada.
From Narada, Vyasa received it. And Vyasa is writing this Srimad Bhagavatam.
Y de parte de Narada, Vyasadeva lo recibió, y Vyasadeva escribe este Srimad Bhagavatam.
Rupasya Janasa Vidyana Shakri Shastra Sanghita Anasya Upasam Shakshan Bhakti Yumam Madhukhale.
Una en el primer canto de Srimad Bhagavatam, capítulo 7, verso 6. This is coming from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 7, verse number 6. The material miseries of a living entity which are superfluous to him can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this, and therefore the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, which is in relation to the supreme truth. Las miserias materiales de la entidad viviente, que son superfluas para ello, pueden ser directamente mitigadas por el proceso de conexión, el servicio devocional, pero la masa de la gente no lo sabe, y por lo tanto el erudito Vyasadeva compiló la literatura védica que está en relación con la verdad absoluta.
Great learned sages, sentient persons, they are always thinking how the people will be there.
Los eruditos, grandes eruditos, los sabios, las personas santas, siempre están pensando cómo hacer que la gente se vuelva feliz.
But now, para Dukkaduki,
el Vaishnava es para Dukkaduki.
He is always unhappy, for unhappiness of the people in
Él siempre es infeliz cuando ve cómo la gente está infeliz. Eso es un Vaishnava, para Dukkha Dukkhi.
Just like in the Western country, Lord Jesus said, you are unhappy forever.
Como en Occidente, el Señor Jesucristo, Él estaba infeliz para otros.
The magnificence of devotee, God's son and God's devotee.
Eso es el deber del devoto, del hijo de Dios, del devoto de Dios.
That is duty that people are suffering account of proper knowledge and the most linear theology predominantly knowledge of God. That is the most
el deber es que la gente sufre debido a que le falta el conocimiento apropiado, y la ignorancia más grave es que no tienen conocimiento de Dios. Eso es la ignorancia más peligrosa. Porque la vida humana tiene el propósito de comprender a Dios. Pero a ellos, a la gente no le importa entender a Dios. Eso es la vida del animal.
Well, food, well, sex, well, apartment, and well, different for living.
Se preguntan dónde hay algo para comer, dónde hay sexo, dónde hay un apartamento, dónde está la fuerza de defensa, y así las cosas van. Por lo tanto, el reto era ahora explicar qué es Dharma.
So they are explaining.
Y entonces ellos explican.
Mind that. They are not educated themselves, but their education is by hearing from the offerings.
Y hay que notar que ellos mismos no son educados, pero su educación es escuchar de la autoridad.
Eso
es verdadera educación.
Therefore, Vedas, another name is Sufi.
Por lo tanto, otro nombre de los Vedas es Shruti.
Shruti means the knowledge which is received by hearing.
Sruti significa el conocimiento que se recibe escuchando.
Not by your so-called eyes or tongue.
No mediante tus, tal llamados, ojos o la lengua.
No. With tongue you can chant what you hear.
No. Con la lengua tú puedes recitar, decir lo que has escuchado.
The flower beginning of knowledge is Sravanam Kirtanam.
Por lo tanto, nuestro comienzo de conocimiento es Sravanam Kirtanam.
Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Not that Bhumsam technical college and learning.
Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. No es que uno se va a un colegio de tecnología y aprende ahí.
The philosophy technica, transcendental technica, the technique is part of our hero.
Eso aquí también es algo técnico, es transcendentalmente técnico, pero la técnica es primero escuchar.
This is the
eso es la técnica.
Not take a hammer and understand.
No es que tomas un martillo y lo entiendes.
This is hearing.
Es escuchar.
This technology begins by hearing.
Esa tecnología comienza escuchando.
Just like you are talking and finding and hearing. This is the technology. Beginning of transcendental knowledge or spiritual knowledge.
Como vosotros habéis venido aquí para escuchar. Esa es la tecnología. El comienzo de del conocimiento trascendental, del conocimiento espiritual. Como aquí también, los Yamadutas, ellos dicen, lo hemos escuchado de la autoridad. Eso es perfección. Vete, acude a la autoridad y escucha de la autoridad verdadero conocimiento. Entonces te volverás perfecto en el conocimiento. Nosotros también, en realidad, lo estamos imitando, también vamos al colegio, a la escuela, a escuchar al profesor, de los profesores. Eso es el proceso en cualquier parte, ya que se trate de conocimiento trascendental o material. Escuchar es lo más importante. Y Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lo ha recomendado, eso es escuchar como lo más importante en el conocimiento trascendental. Si tú quieres conocer a Dios, esa es la recomendación de Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, y él, su recomendación viene de los Shastras.
He doesn't recommend anything. I think, I believe, para not his nonsense.
Él no recomienda que yo creo, yo pienso, tal vez. No, eso, ese tontería no.
You are asking what is the value of your belief.
Tú eres un necio, ¿qué valor tiene tu creencia?
No.
No, aquí está el conocimiento. Iti shushruma.
Your value, amor.
Lo hemos escuchado de la autoridad. Eso es conocimiento. No, la primaria, antes de están con Narayan, están, Narayan es el origen y está más allá. Eso era el punto también de ayer, como aquí, Vedo Narayana Sakshat, que los Vedas vienen directamente de Narayan, Narayan está más allá de la creación, entonces no vienen del mundo material. Eso es el punto. Directamente de Narayan también. Y el Svayambhu, él no es creado del mundo material tampoco, por eso Prabhupada dijo que no es, que los Vedas vienen de un ser creado en el mundo material, vienen de más allá. Directamente Narayan, y si los Vedas lo tiene Brahma en sus manos, lo ha recibido directamente de Narayan. Él solamente transmite, él no los crea. Eso es el punto. So the question is whether the Vedas, they are not coming from the material world, whether they come from the, not from the secondary creation by Brahma, but actually not even from any creation, because they're coming directly from Narayan, who's beyond all creation. And when we say that Brahma, he receives the Vedas and he transmits the Vedas, he receives them directly from Narayan, and he's not created, he is Svayambhu, he's coming directly from Vishnu. So at any rate, Vedas are not coming from any created being in the material world.
So what's Narayan doing? Yeah. What's he doing?
What is he doing where?
Yeah.
He's enjoying. Doing where? In the Vaikuntha
place? Follow the creation, what is he doing?
Actually, he's sleeping on the causal ocean.
Oh, Mahavishnu.
Right? Yeah, Mahavishnu. And anyway, it's, we say it's created, and actually it's eternal. Just for our understanding, our mind doesn't work in a different way, so we say, you know, at one point it's created. But actually it's going on internally. And just it's a cycle. So Narayan sleeps and then he exhales and inhales and exhales and inhales. But there's not a time we can say where he's not exhaling. What is he doing before? No, it's not such a thing as before. It's eternal.
Continuous.
Yes, eternal. But we cannot comprehend with our mind. So therefore we say, you know, there's a beginning. Like, you know, the living entities are being created, but they're eternal.
And then time on this earth hasn't got nothing to do with time in the spiritual
No,
world.
No, there's no time. There's no time.
I was trying to compare. That is a theme with Krishna consciousness. You're trying to compare.
You can't.
You can't compare.
There's no time.
Yeah.
But we cannot conceive anything. There's no time. We always, you know, it's a beginning and an end.
Yeah.
Todo el mundo entiende, ¿no?
Yeah.
Que no hay. Valera le preguntó qué hizo Narayan antes de la creación. Pues en realidad está como Mahavishnu está en el Yoga Nidra, durmiendo en el océano causal. Y se dice que, ¿no?, que la creación comienza en un momento dado, pero en realidad es eterna. Son ciclos, él exhala, ¿no?, la respiración, inhalar y exhalar. Los universos vienen y van. Pero no es como hubo un momento donde no era eterno. No existía eso, siempre ha existido, es eterno. Like sometimes we say there's a cloud, the material, it's like a cloud in the sky. But there's not a point where there's no cloud. It's eternal, therefore we say the material energy is eternal, it's Krishna's energy. There's no such thing as there's a time when there's no material creation, it's always has been going on, it's eternal. No? Decimos que hay como una nube. No, ese donde Mahavishnu está dentro, el Mahatattva. Pero no es que un día, alguna vez no hubo nube, siempre hay nubes, es eterno.
But it's not exactly the same,
then.
It's getting created over and over again, but it's different entities, though.
No? Well, it may be different, you know? or the same.
Eh?
Or the many are coming again and again.
But in different situations, though, in the same situation.
Well, they're continuing from the last situation, and then they're changing the situation. You can go through 8,400,000 different types of bodies.
Of
it's a long time.
Yeah.
And some of these last a long time too. Yeah. Demigod bodies last, you know, millions of years. We cannot even conceive. It's beyond any inconceivable, achintya. Like Brahma's life is inconceivable. 100 years and 1 half day, 12 hours, is what Sahasya Yuga Paryantam. It's 1,000th yuga cycle. That means 4,000,000, what is it, 372, something like that, 4,300,000 years multiplied by 100. That's 12 hours. That's 12 hours. And then the night is the same amount. And that's just one day. Then 365 of those makes 1 year. And he lives 100 years. And that's just one respiration of Mahavishnu. And he's like we, you know, all the time. And each time it's 100 years of Brahma, which is completely inconceivable to our estimation. Mm-hmm. You know, es completamente inconcebible, ¿no? Como una respiración de Mahavishnu es la vida de Brahma, que son 100 años. Y un día, medio día, 12 horas, son 1,000 veces los ciclos de los 4 yugas, que son 4,000,000 y tantos. Entonces, ya la vida de Brahma es completamente inconcebible. ¿Qué decir, no? Cuando Mahavishnu está ahí respirando.
Y no tiene edad tampoco Brahma, ¿no? Quiero decir su cuerpo.
Hombre, Swayambhu, él sale del loto y al final termina su vida después de 100 años. Hombre, claro, ¿no? Cada entidad viviente en este mundo tiene su...
Yo lo que quiero decir es, no nació como un niño,
no.
Nació como...
No, él sale directamente, no es una entidad viviente común.
Yeah.
O sea, él sí, pero él nace directamente de Garbhodakasha y Vishnu. Mm-hmm. Pero aún así es ignorante cuando sale y no sabe dónde está. Y tiene que ser iluminado por la flauta, ¿no? Mm-hmm. Krishna directamente en el corazón le da conocimiento.
¿Qué relación existe entonces entre el conocimiento que Brahma obtiene a través de la flauta
de Sita,
para
hablar
a
Simondra
y los Vedas?
Sí, ahí salen los Vedas.
Pero no los Vedas personificados como
libros
entregados,
etc. Brahma Samhita lo explica. Todo viene ahí y él luego nos transmite en forma de los Vedas.
Entonces, ¿cómo se ha añadido aquí en los Vedas el sistema de libros?
Allí no llego, no lo sé. No sé si alguien lo sabe. It's detailed knowledge. I don't know how it exactly is. But this probably is described, no? Probablemente está descrito en algún Purana. Como no tenemos todos los Puranas para ver. You know something?
No, it's not a question.
You understand the question?
Mm-hmm.
How, you know, when Brahma receives the knowledge by the flute and the Gayatri mantra, then he has the Vedas, and then his Hayagriva also has the Vedas in form of a book. All these details, I don't know. It's probably described somewhere in somewhere in the Vedic literature. Mm-hmm. But as far as I remember, I have never. Prabhupada never describes it anywhere, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What can I know? I don't know more than what.
One question. Then we go as books and so then you go in books also to say people then we kind of claim that the Upper Shea always comes in the garden. And then they claim, you know, Muslim, I know Quran is only Christians claim. By the probably like some nice logic argument for them to convince it to, like, you know, I don't know, just to show them actually that's the right thing. And they believe, you know, in part of it, that this rest is just, you know, somebody.
No, we say, yes, this is also Shastra. The knowledge inside that is given may not be, I mean, it's not complete in one sense, but, you know, we don't want to get into an argument necessarily. If somebody is open-minded, can try to explain, it's like a dictionary. That's what I think Prabhupada gives this example. that you have a pocket dictionary, and then you have a, like for a college, a medium type dictionary, and then you have the big, you know, encyclopedia type, or like American Heritage in English, you see, that's the standard. It's a huge thing like this. Now in all the three different versions, what is in there is knowledge, no doubt about it. But in the small pocket dictionary, there's many things, or there are a lot of things in the big one, they are not there. But whatever is there is knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to a certain level, and beyond that, it's not available. You have to go to the next stage to understand, get more information. A little bit is like that, that Quran, Bible, any, you know, authorized literature. There's some information about God, goal of life, even Dharma, certain type of Dharma. We discovered it as Naimittika Dharma.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Sanatana Dharma. It's just an indication, you know, to love God. When Jesus says you love God with all your heart, and that's actually Sanatana Dharma. But that's just one time. You know, everything else is more, you don't steal, you don't... don't do this, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
This is...
they're not even following it. Not
well,
even
that's
following
another thing, but whatever is given, this kind of knowledge is not transcendental knowledge.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's Dharma. It's even Varnashram Dharma is like that also. Certain rules that you behave like this, and then you become elevated a little bit. And that's more or less like that. But knowledge about God, you know, detail, like Prabhupada says, we have the address, the telephone number, and what he's doing, and all this is not, yeah, this is not available because it's not there, that's all. People are not even ready to hear it, then cannot understand. So then if they come to the point of being able to understand, then you have to go. It's like you go from, you know, elementary school to a high school, and then you go to university. Different levels of, you know, or mathematics, you understand one and one is two, then geometrics and algebra, but there's more.
Mm-hmm.
Higher, you know, higher mathematics is very complicated with formulas and everything. But it doesn't mean that one and one is still two.
Mm-hmm.
But at that level, you cannot understand, and you will not be taught all these other things. Más o menos se ha entendido que el conocimiento cuando ellos no cuando a la distribución de libros a veces no la Biblia, el Corán, la gente argumenta que ahí también nuestra escritura es conocimiento trascendental. Pues el ejemplo que se da es en el diccionario, que sí, lo que hay dentro es conocimiento, pero no es completo, ¿no? O sea, los Vedas son en realidad más una información más amplia, más completa. Y nada, hay diferentes ejemplos, como en el colegio, o el diccionario que es el del bolsillo, intermedio, y luego el gran diccionario. Bueno, entonces y de lo que se enseña en el colegio, si es matemáticas, ¿no? En el nivel básico, pues son cosas sencillas que se enseñan, y luego vas a álgebra y fórmulas, y en la universidad pues hay integral, matemática integral, etcétera, etcétera. Pues hay diferentes niveles de conocimiento, y las escrituras son así. Es como también incluso dentro de la escritura védica, Bhagavad Gita es el abecedario, ¿no? Bhagavad Gita es A, B, C, D.
Mm-hmm.
Then Srimad Bhagavatam es el postgraduate study, ¿no? El estudio postgraduado, y Chaitanya Charitamrita se considera como lo más elevado, es the most advanced stage of knowledge. And in the Puranas we have Puranas in Tamaguna, Puranas in Rajaguna, Puranas in Sattvaguna, three types. 18 Puranas, 6 in Tamas, 6 in Rajas, 6 in Sattva. Incluso en los Puranas tenemos diferentes niveles, que hay 6 en Tamaguna, 6 en Rajaguna, 6 en Sattvaguna, depende de las personas, right? Depende on the people. They can understand certain things and certain things they cannot understand. So like that.
Concerniente al contenido que hay dentro de las diferentes escrituras, es una cosa. Pero cuando te preguntan y la gente duda a través de quién se ha escrito eso, es algo diferente. Y por ejemplo, cuando la gente pregunta eso, teniendo la explicación de que las personas normales que están preocupadas por el dinero, la educación de sus hijos, sobrevivir, etc. Entonces, ellos desarrollan un tipo en particular de conocimiento. Pero hay personas que dedican parte de su vida a la meditación, a la austeridad, a intentar comprender los misterios de la vida, pero esas personas obtienen otro conocimiento diferente. Entonces, Dios se revela principalmente a través de esas personas y a través de ellos desciende el conocimiento.
Sí, está bien, es un curandazo.
Porque una cosa es el contenido del sastra, otra cosa es cuando dudas, bueno, y eso que lo escribo.
Claro, claro. Sí. So one thing is the contents of some literature, and the other point people ask or want to know is who wrote this. You know, so the answer he gives is a nice answer that generally people, when they talk about knowledge, it's not material knowledge. You know, how to earn money, how to care for their families, how to so many things in this material world. But there are also persons who are actually and doing penance and austerities and meditation, and they receive a different kind of knowledge. So this kind of knowledge is actually received by these type of persons. So it's not ordinary people. It's not ordinary knowledge by ordinary people. Superior knowledge by people who are qualified. Like even in university, it's not anybody can teach in the university. It has to be qualified professor. It's not just anybody who works in a factory can go and start to speak in an aula of a university higher knowledge, because he is not qualified. He does, you know, he hasn't. In fact, he hasn't learned it. He hasn't practiced it. So that's like that. So even if you just want to learn piano, you can't go to anybody on the street. Can you show me how to play piano? There has to be a qualified piano player who has practiced, who has learned it from somebody else, and who can show that he can play. Then, you know, you can receive knowledge how to do this. So it's very similar like that. Como cualquier tipo de conocimiento específico, uno va a una persona que lo sabe, que es entrenada, que es cualificada. No es que cualquiera te puede ir a la universidad y enseñar, o cualquiera puede enseñarte cómo tocar el piano. Tiene que ser una persona que lo ha aprendido, que sabe y te puede enseñar. Pues, por eso the disciplic succession, that's a very important understanding, that it should be received, given from one to the next, like a tradition, ¿no? La tradición que está recibido de una persona a otra, y todas esas personas tienen que tener un requisito, una cualificación para recibir el conocimiento que originalmente viene de Dios. Ese es el punto, ¿no? Originally comes from God, and then it's being given down, coming down by saintly persons. Prabhupada says here, ¿no? Saintly persons. What else he says? He mentioned that from Professor. Sages, great ladies, no, grandes eruditos, sabios, personas santas, ellos son los que reciben y transmiten el conocimiento. Okay. Anything else?
Hace que el conocimiento gradualmente se vaya perdiendo.
Eso dice Krishna Bhagavad Gita. Kaleneha Maha, ¿cómo es Maha? Maha Yogo Vinashyati. Al principio, ¿no? Lo dice. Evan para prata. Y luego, sí, eso es la naturaleza del mundo material. Por lo tanto, viene de nuevo para instruirlo otra vez. Y otra vez, y otra vez, y otra vez. Así. The nature is that in time it becomes lost. Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita. And therefore he has to come again, and he comes again and again to give it again. What to do? Evang parampara praptam imang rajasa yogiru sakaleneha mahata yogo nashta parantapa. This mahata yoga, great science, nashta, becomes destroyed, lost, kaleneha, by the influence of time.
So to keep this Krishna consciousness going is going to be difficult for some, maybe more easy for others, though. Yeah?
In what sense?
Yeah?
What do you mean by that?
Depends on how much you're entregado.
Oh yeah, true.
Huh. Yeah. No?
Yeah. Well, that's another point. Yeah. No, aquí en este verso Krishna dice que ese Mahayoga, Mahata Yoga, es la gran ciencia de la relación con el Supremo, con el tiempo, nashta, se pierde, se destruye. Ahora, dijiste que...
I can't understand that really.
In what?
If it gets destroyed, the devotees are really, really sincere, and then it continues to...
Yeah, but there's...
other sincere devotees.
Yes, but there's always...
In the end, it's...
But there are also others who are not so sincere, and they add things, and they leave out things,
yeah.
And then in time...
So sincere devotees will be giving it to devotees who are not sincere, yeah.
No, but it's always like even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after he came 500 years ago, and after some time, 100 years, 200 years, then practically Vaishnava culture was lost. Not really, I mean, lost in the sense it became distorted, especially in Bengal, you know, where it was very prominent. The Shaktas and the Apasampradayas, they invented their own idea, you know, how to, what Krishna consciousness means, how to worship Krishna. The practices became, you know, sahajya, it means to introduce mundane ideas and think it's spiritual. You dress up as a gopi and behave like that, thinking that I'm cultivating my spiritual relationship with Krishna. And that's, you know, it's a tendency to have it cheap. You know, you do anything and everything and think it's spiritual. You know, you like Tantra is this kind of idea. You have sex and you think, because, you know, it's a spiritual practice, I'm becoming enlightened, you know. So, I mean, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, he wrote a whole poem, Shat Rasa Dushini, about mundane mellows, misunderstandings about rasa, 100 different poems, how to identify, you know, these things. A ver, ¿cómo vamos a resumir eso en castellano? Que la pregunta era cómo es que las cosas se pierden, ¿no? Si los devotos son sinceros. Pues sí, hay sinceros y también hay otros que no son tan sinceros con el tiempo. Incluso las enseñanzas de Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu después de unos 200 años prácticamente estaban perdidos. Que mucha gente pues introduce nuevas ideas mezcladas normalmente con conceptos materiales. Sus deseos materiales, lo que llamamos apa sampradaya, es una sampradaya, pero es apa, que no es fidedigna, es desviada. Los sahajyas especialmente, hay 13 grupos, cada uno introduce alguna idea nueva o desvirtuada de cómo practicar la vida espiritual, y de esa manera pues la pureza al final se pierde, y tiene que venir Krishna o un devoto para restablecer, ¿no? Then Krishna himself or devotee comes to re-establish. So that what happened, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he actually is considered the person who re-established the true Vaishnava Dharma. And then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta and Prabhupada. And we can see even nowadays this, again, you know, certain, even within Krishna consciousness movement, some tendencies to change here something or introduce here another thing. And then gradually, over time, things become changed. Mm. So we talked about this the other day. Mm-hmm. Instead of doing seven circles right, then you think, well, I'll do five on the left side. Mm-hmm. And I can do this. So the mind, you know. And then after some time, then that's the normal standard. Oh, I've been doing five circles left all my life, somebody will say, because he has learned it, you know, from some deviant person, and that's all he knows. And then again, you know, suddenly we have the Apa Sampradaya, where so many practices are considered normal. We always have done like this, but it's already deviated from the original.
An interesting point, the incense, when you offer the incense, is it seven?
Yeah.
It's seven, because what? Other devotees think it's something else,
what is
then
it?
Seven.
What is something else?
I don't know.
No,
what
you do.
Day, it's
you do.
Seven.
You do. I don't know.
So Prabhupada is only seven around
the body.
I have written on
that. Here comes another opinion. No.
I remind you, Mexico, Carlos Estanda, el antiguo y el moderno, y el divisi acepta el divisi. Porque el incienso no puede ser 4, 2, 7 o solo 5. El baño me dijo que hay dos estándares. Pueden hacer el antiguo y cambiar
el antiguo. ¿Cuál es el antiguo?
En la época de Maragón, etc. Había un tipo, pues, la adoración era de una manera y ahora el estándar es diferente.
Strange to me. Well, it puede ser, pero. Anyway, we always did seven from the very beginning.
In Chopra, they have kind of all these rules and regulations what they do, and the Prabhupada has written what to do, like purify, then seven is around the whole body, then what this fire goes, like, you know, four, two,
three, yes, yeah. No, definitely. Sure. It comes from Hari Bhakti Vilas. See? No, the thing is that Prabhupada gave a simple standard in the beginning. I still follow the simple standard. And we always did seven with the incense. So then the Archana Padati was published, and then it was revised later on. So then I don't doubt that there are different ways of doing things, because you may read something somewhere and then, you know, this is being introduced. And yeah, sure, there can be more than one, but at least not three or four or five.
Mm-hmm.
Or nothing beyond that. So we shouldn't invent something beyond that.
Que la relación de la vida en general para las entidades vivientes con este planeta que anida son alrededor de 100 años, teóricamente hablando. Pero los 100 años de una vida son diferentes a los 100 años.
Sí, son relativos.
Pero en forma similar, los 100 años de la vida del señor Rama, de este universo, considerando que es un gran significante, es la misma duración de la vida de que no daba de ella un verbo de contar.
No lo sé. Yo sé eso lo que Bhagavad Gita dice, y ahí se dice eso. Sahasra Yuga Paryantam. Brahma Vidu, that's the... Whatever Brahma it may be, I, you know, at least for our Brahma, that's the duration of life. And unless we have a different information, I would say yes. That's what Krishna says. That's what he says. You know, Sahasra Yuga Paryantam. That's the life of Brahma. It's 12 hours, is 1,000 yuga cycles. So why should we think that it may be different for Brahma with a million heads? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's sure. But it's relative. Yeah, it's different. So, anyway, it's limited. It's going to have an end. It doesn't matter whether it's 100 years relatively longer or shorter, it's going to be finished. Anything else?
No question. No. This book, I heard somewhere that there's some law, but then after so many, many years, books became like a, for example, we have Eastern historical books, we lose this monopoly to print this.
Yeah, sure, that's normal also.
That's normal, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, is any protection to, but then afterwards everybody can print it.
Anybody. Like you can print Shakespeare's works.
But it's not any protection. I can, for example, change something or something.
You could. Then those who are intelligent, they will know. I mean, you can present, you know, I don't know whether there's any protection about that. If you start to change Shakespeare's and present it as Shakespeare, maybe, you know, you'll be taken to court for pretending. Anyway, I'm not a lawyer, I don't know. You know. But definitely the copyright, when you talk about copyright, the right to copy something, that has a finite. Generally, it was 50 years after the death of the author. And I heard it's being changed in some cases to 70. Depending on some works.
I think they would have 25.
No. 50 years after the death of the author. 50. And like paintings and photographs and all these things. They all have a certain number. Yeah. You can find out in the internet very easily. The copyright laws. It's global copyright laws. So now we have 33 years. So it's another 17, maybe if it's 70, maybe it's a little more. But it's going to be a time, you know, when anybody can print Prabhupada's books. Like we can now print Bhaktivinoda Thakur's books or any book from, you know, before. Nobody can say, oh no, I have the right for this book. No, you don't have a right. It's public domain, that's what it's called. It's dominio publico. No, es de la humanidad. Como no, las composiciones de Mozart or de Bach, anybody can interpret and publish it. Nobody can say, oh, you have to pay me because, you know, I'm the composer. Yeah, if you do now Beatles song still, you know, there's only 40, well, I mean, some are becoming close also to become public domain. It's a long time ago, you know, 63. Now we're about 2010, means 47, no? Anyway, so all these things have a certain amount of years, and then becomes public for the whole world. Oh, you will always have the books, the, you know, you can, then you're going to have a thing on it, original version. But somebody else can do also original, and he has changed so many things. So then you have to be intelligent to discriminate. Like Bible, anybody can print a Bible. Nobody can say, you know, I have copyright for the Bible.
Yeah.
Or whatever you. I mean, you know. Because if it's a translation and it's recent, then the translator has copyright. You can't just take that. You know. Then you have to. Do your own translation. Okay. In the internet.
And the solicitor said, after 25 years, they need the copyright.
I don't think that's true. He may be thinking like that, but it's not a fact.
Mm-hmm.
You look up, there's laws, it's a law. It's not that somebody can say, oh, you know, after 25 years you can do. Of course, many people do, and if it's just a picture, you know, I mean, there's the BBTI, the International BBT Office in Florida, and if it's really heavy, heavy violation, they actually do something about it. But generally, they don't do anything about it. You know, what are you going to do? You take everybody to court who publishes a picture of Prabhupada, it's going to be a nightmare. Even you can take excerpts from a work. If I do a study, like let's say of Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, and I'm citing sections, then that's beyond copyright. But it is a certain amount. I can't, like, you know, 50 or over 50% of my book is coming from here, then again it's copyright. But if it's only quotes to explain what I'm saying, then that's, you don't have to even ask for copyright. But then again, you can also already also ask if you want to print some part in somewhere to for distribution for public. You know.
They can order.
You of course you can get the right to do it. Mm-hmm. That's generally what we do. You know, like I ask for some pictures to use for a pamphlet or whatever, and it's just a formality. You ask for it, and they give you the right, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do it without, generally nobody will do anything, you know,
mm-hmm.
unless you really make some big thing and you actually earning money. Let's say, you know, I take I don't know, all kinds of pictures of Prabhupada, and then I publish a thing and I'm selling it, you know, print 100,000 and make a fortune. Then of course somebody will do something, because
mm-hmm.
we have to pay, you know, we can't just do that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's a thing for lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any doubts, you ask your lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
A copyright lawyer, not any lawyer. But I mean, even in the internet you find out, there's enough information. There's information. And sometimes the laws are changed a little bit, but generally it's 50 and maybe more. I don't think it's less. It's not less than 50. But who knows? Maybe tomorrow it's changed.
Yeah,
it's always changing. That's the nature of the material world. It's always changing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.